Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so we think we're back. I'm going to unmute Kimberly to see if she's there. Area code 256574, last three numbers. Hello, Kimberly, can you hear me? Hello? Hello, hello?
Hello, Kimberly.
I'll try somebody else. Area code 678, last three numbers, 115. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Peter.
Okay, well, we're going to start the show now. We've had a major technical problem, but we need to overcome it. What's your name, please?
My name is Sophia.
Oh, hi, Sophia. I'll just put you, well, let's leave you in the background while we continue with the show, if that's all right?
That's fine.
All right. So welcome to the Invisible College Psychic Radio Show from Springbrook, Queensland, Australia. It's a beautiful, sunny, scared but not shaking at the starlight. I'm going to put Facebook Live on.
Okay. Hello, everybody. It's a beautiful day here on the hinterland of the Gold Coast. Hello, Facebook. All right. What a week. Big news this week is that Mercury goes direct on Thursday. Yay. It's been a great 3 weeks for self-realization and the opening of your psyche, but we're not out of the woods yet, okay? So double-check all communication till end of the week, and if feeling a little bit paranoid or confused, know this will pass soon. The fog in your head and emotions is lifting. The next 4 days, according to a wonderful astrologer I follow called mysticmedusa.com, she's a Sydney astrologer. She's saying the next 4 days till Mercury goes direct is very intense, particularly mentally, to do with our past, to do with how we think about ourselves or what other people think of us. So there can be this paranoia out there. Pluto is on the south node, and Pluto represents the subconscious and Mercury the conscious. So the next 4 days in particular, it's going to be a lot of mental activity, crazy dreams, but go with it. Breathe. Let yourself be grounded and anchored down. Then after Thursday, things start to lighten up a lot. Okay? So, will we go to the callers?
Well, Sophia's already there.
Yes.
So, Sophia, just remind us, please, your birthday and whereabouts you are.
11-25-72, Georgia.
Georgia, thank you. Okay, Sophia, here's Jennifer.
I'm just going to do the numbers.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Sophia. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm just calling in for just a general message from my soul.
Okay. Just give me a sec to just tune in, please. Okay, just as the cat walks past and makes a cameo appearance.
Yeah, I thought she wanted to go out and come in.
Okay, let's have a look. Okay, symbolically, I can just see this really clear path in front of you. There is nothing in your way. There's nothing to stop you. I feel you've been going two steps forward, three steps back, reviewing something, but now is the time. And it's interesting, this could apply to a few people. Nothing is going to happen against your will. So, and this is a, how do I put this? This is a fine line, but it's an important one in that when we surrender to our soul and go, okay, soul, bring me what I need, we then have to be in partnership with that and actually act upon that. So I feel you've got this really clear horizon and clear view, nothing standing in your way. The soul is going, it's all here, but you have to step onto this really clear path now. You have to give permission, and the soul is going to start to get very active with you. Now, is this making any sense?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, so what's happening, Sophia?
Everything. I definitely resonate with that. I just feel really clear, and you're right, I feel like nothing is in my way. So a check-in, seeing anything negative, I actually feel really in a good space.
Yeah, you are in a good space. It's a good way to start the show. I hope everyone's like that. But it is. There's nothing in your way. So now, and this is an internal choice and decision. Now what you do is go, okay, soul, nothing's in our way. Let's do this without letting your mind get in the way, going with expectations of how it's going to look or what's going to happen. It is beautiful space, and it's going to be very expanding as well. I can see you working in three particular directions, and I don't know what that means, or three different avenues under the same umbrella. I can't remember reading, but have you written a book, or are you in the middle of writing a book?
No.
Oh, well, you are now. This is one of the three prongs from the same intention that you have. Okay, so don't freak out about the book part yet. I think it's just going to take care of itself. So, yes, you are very clear. I look forward to hearing what is ahead for you, my dear, and what you're doing. Feels wonderful, really wonderful. Just wait till Mercury goes forward on Thursday before you actually initiate anything would be good, because this Mercury, the astrologer I spoke about, Mystic Medusa, said this is the most intense Mercury retrograde in 6 years. So it's been
wow.
A doozy. Yeah, it's been a doozy. So wait till the end of the week before you initiate anything. But yeah, beautiful. Thanks, Sophia.
Thank you.
See you, darling.
Thanks,
bye.
Sophia. Bye-bye.
Oh, you want me to do that?
Okay. I don't want this jumping. Facebook's fairly active this morning. Good thing we're back.
Sure it is.
We're back on track here with the little glitch. We started the show. Maybe that was Mercury.
Mm.
There's a young lady in Canterbury, England. She's up late. Her name's Chanel Chalicum, and her date of birth is the 25th of the 1st, 2000. So she's a 00.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, I've been struggling a lot lately. My head is all over the place. I would appreciate your guidance to connect with my soul.
Okay, darling, this is just a product of Mercury retrograde. Like I just said, the most intense one in 6 years. And Mercury rules the mind, our thought processes. We've also got Pluto there, triggering the subconscious. It's like a fog, a mental fog. It is going to lift by the end of the week, I promise. And it will be affecting some people more than others, depending where Mercury is in your chart and what else it could be aspecting. But I'm just going to tune into your soul, darling, seeing you stayed up so late. Lovely part of the world, Canterbury, England. Let's just have a look here. Okay. This is your soul, very wise soul, saying to you, there's nothing wrong with feeling wrong.
Part of it. It's all part of it.
It's all, well, just in general, whether Mercury is retrograde or not. But you need to just change the perception from I'm thinking the wrong thoughts or I'm doing the wrong thing. There's a lot of pressure you're putting on yourself to this is the experience I'm having right now and do I choose to continue it? Because the soul is very powerful and it has, what's the word? Authority over the mind, believe it or not, if you allow it, if you allow it to. And there's belief system there that is saying I'm always wrong, or people telling me I'm wrong. Am I doing the wrong thing? You're tying yourself up in knots, darling, and you're tying yourself up in knots also in your solar plexus, which means you then can't feel the feelings that the soul is trying to tell you. You can feel alone emotionally a lot. But I want you to turn that round into I am emotionally independent and can rely on myself. That then makes everything right. Okay? Don't rely on other people to tell you when you're right, when you're wrong. And I can't say that strongly enough. I feel like you're going overseas to Europe in the next 3 months, 3 to 4 months, and that's life-changing in lots of very good ways. Relationship stuff there too. Good stuff. Really good stuff next 3-4 months. Okay, hope that helps, Chanel.
Okay, back to the switchboard. And the next caller, the area code is 480, and the last three numbers are 820. Hello, who are we talking to?
Hi, this is Michael.
Hi,
in
Michael.
Las Vegas.
Michael in Vegas. What's your date of birth, please, Michael?
5/29/70.
So that makes you a 2/5/7. Thanks, Michael. Here's Jennifer.
Hi, Michael. How is it in Las Vegas this evening?
Well, we're finally in spring, so which is a good thing because we actually got, like 3-4 weeks ago, we got actually got snow here. About four or five
wow.
inches.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
that's not normal.
No, it happens like once every 10 years.
Wow. Las Vegas in snow. I'm sure there's some symbolic something there, which I can't actually find out. Okay. So
well, I went to an interview at a one of the casinos for a serving position and met with the manager and the head of food and beverage. And I kind of want to get an idea. This is just something probably just temporary because I'm actually looking to move maybe near the end of the year, first part of next. And I'm just kind of curious in how you feel that that all went and if there's an offer pending.
Okay. I actually feel there is an offer pending. I think you impressed them greatly. But I also feel they're going to see if you're up for a different position to other than what you applied for. Now, would that be possible? Do you have experience in other avenues in that sort of work?
Yeah, actually, it's interesting that you mentioned that because the head of food and beverage also said, you know, suggested a couple other restaurants and like, because I mean, there's so many restaurants in these casinos.
Yep.
He mentioned one. He mentioned two, and I was just like, well, you know, I applied to these because, you know, being this particular casino has a really good relationship with the VA, so I'm a veteran. So these casinos are really hard to get into. It's kind of because they're union, and it's who you know, not what you know. And so I was able to use the veteran, the VA career guy counselor to get me in actually get interviews. I told him, I'm like, well, listen, I met with the head recruiter, Lauren, and I submitted my resume to her, and then she submitted it to these open positions. So that, no, but he actually brought that up about another restaurant.
Yeah, well, I've got goosebumps on that. I really feel you're going to get a position, and I also feel that you're going to enjoy it a lot more than you think you're going to.
To the point of maybe not moving?
Yeah, maybe. Now, the other thing too, I don't know what this means. I have the name Sue very strong in my face.
I have a sister named Susan.
Right. Where's she?
She is in Michigan, where I'm originally from.
Okay. Why have I got that name so strong? Let me just see. Okay. Your soul would like you to contact your sister. I feel she's keeping something to herself to do with her family or relationship or something. And yeah, goosebumps. She needs you.
Interesting. Okay.
Just as a shoulder, maybe, to cry on, or just someone to talk to. If you could do that.
She went through a divorce. Yeah, she went through a divorce like about a year and a half ago.
Right. But. Yeah, there's something. There's something. I don't know what it is, but just Sue came at me. So I can only assume it's your sister. Well, it is. Goosebumps again. So just give her a call sometime this week. Just when you feel intuitively to do it. And I just think, she's going to really appreciate it. It's just, I'm not sure what that's about. But you've definitely got a job, even if it's not the job you applied for. Feels really good.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Michael. Thank you. See ya. Bye.
Bye, Michael.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Okay, we now have a lady in Adelaide, Sophie Thornalley. And she says her date of birth is the 16th of the 8th, 84. So it's 7, 8, and 3. And she says, anything for insight on my relationship and children?
Sorry, where is she?
Adelaide, in South Australia.
Okay, let me have a look here. So anything on relationship or children?
She just says relationship and children.
Mm-hmm.
What comes in?
I'll see what comes in. This is, I don't know what this means, and this is not something I would normally say, but this is coming from your soul and whatever situation you are in. Always, always, always the children first. I'm not saying that as a statement to everybody. I'm just saying it as a statement to you from your soul. Children first. Decisions made around children first, not relationship first. Because I just feel there's a bit of a grey area here with pressure. You are splitting yourself in two or three places, and you've got to stop, honey. You've just got to go, hang on, it's about me. And it's about the children. That's just what I get. And I think you only need to apply this for the next 3 to 4 weeks or possibly 3 to 4 months. I'm not sure. and then everything's going to sort itself out, because things are just whirling around. You feel like everything is just topsy-turvy. You need to be the center. You need to be the anchor, and you need to decide what's more important just at this point of your life.
And you would know in your heart.
Yeah, so that's what I get. Everything's fine. Everything's going to be fine. You just have to stand up and be counted and go, kids first. Okay?
Okay.
I think that will clear a lot of stuff.
That was
flotsam and jetsam.
That was pretty to the point.
It was. Well, your soul is very strong, darling. Everybody's soul is, but yours is very clearly communicating to me that message.
Good on you. Next caller on the switchboard, the area code is 518, and the last three numbers are 172. Hello, who are we talking to? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, what's your name? I know you're excited. Your mum told me.
What?
What's your name?
Danielle.
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 Hi, Danielle. Whereabouts are you?
Hi. Bern, New York.
In New York. Thank you, Danielle. What's your date of birth, please?
3/18/76.
The 18th of March, 76. So happy birthday for last week.
Now, what's 76?
Thank you.
39/34. Danielle, here's Jennifer.
Hi, Danielle. How can we help you today?
I was just wondering if my spirits have any messages for me.
Okay, they usually do. So let me just tune in and have a look, darling. Okay. I never know what I'm talking about, and I have to trust what the soul's telling me or my spirit guides are telling me. Whatever's been happening in your life or not happening in your life, I'm not sure, you've just got to make the decision to stop. Stop. Whatever's been happening now stops. And because I can't help but feel you're coming out of the end of quite a tumultuous, heavy cycle, particularly emotionally or mentally, and you are at the end of that. That's done, finished. And sometimes the mind, because if we keep referring to the past, we keep repeating the past into the future. And you're at this real point of empowerment, of making the choice of that's it, I'm shutting the door on this, and I'm starting brand new. And that's actually where you're at. Maybe you need to hear this from somebody outside of the family, from a complete stranger like myself, to say all the power and the choices are in your hands now, and what do you want? It's like it can be scary starting something new, but there's so much new stuff around you, it feels wonderful. And one of the things that's going to help you, darling, to start anew is you've got a 3 emotional body, which means you are highly creative, whether you realize it or not. And your soul is telling me you need to start doing, if you're not already, to really start getting either back into some sort of art or creative pursuit or writing or something that brings you joy and pleasure. Now, is any of this making any sense?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes.
So do you feel a bit lost at the moment?
I'm just going through a terrible, terrible separation.
Right. Okay. Well, all right. Well, this is what I was picking up, this tumultuous emotional energy. You've done enough of it now. And because the thing is, honey, if we keep going over the story or believe we're victims, and I'll get Peter to just go, with your permission, go into your consciousness and transform any inkling of the belief that you're a victim in this situation, and you probably have felt very victimized. I'm not saying you're not, But if we believe we're victims, well, that's what we attract. And you are such a creative, beautiful human being. You make the decision now to stop this tumultuous emotional stuff. It's your choice.
Yeah.
Because the only reason someone is doing this to you is because you're letting them. Okay? And it's a bit of pill to swallow. But if you just want to close your eyes a minute, Danielle, and just take a deep breath and really anchor into your body, because here, connecting to your consciousness, because we're all connected, and he's going to transform any belief on any level that you are a victim to this person or people, so you can make the choice to change it.
It's allowing yourself, Danielle, to be in your own power and to know that you are, that you all are responsible for our creations and our co-creations, and you're not like a leaf blowing in the wind. You are the powerful tree standing there strong and creating from your heart. So just be aware, imagine what you want, feel it in your heart, let go of it.
Yeah, look, I really feel you're out of the dark cycle, and you are definitely coming into a very bright light cycle. There's no doubt about that, but you just now have to make the choice. Does that help, darling?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, good. And it's weird, sometimes you have to hear it from someone on the other side of the planet.
right.
We might be on the other side of the planet, but we're all connected. And science is proving it. The quantum field.
Right.
And I can feel what you've been through. And it's been really, really difficult for you. I can feel it in my own heart. But I can also feel in my own heart, you are out the other side of this now, and you just have to make the choice to say, I'm out the other side of this. I'm going to trust this, whoever she is on the other side of the planet, and you will. You are in the light now. It's finished, ended. Get excited.
And
okay?
From us Aussies, say g'day to your mum. Okay, bye, Danielle.
Yes, I believe. Bye. Thank you.
Thanks, darling. Bye.
Okay.
It's very strong.
Email, this lady's also got a Facebook message, which I'll refer to in a minute. But this is Dana, who's sister of Kerry. I'm not sure if that's pronunciation.
Yeah.
Her date of birth is the 12th of the 4th, 74, 342, and she's on the Gold Coast down the hill from us. And she said, would you please help me understand why my previous relationship has such a hold on me emotionally, feeling stuck at times, and she'd like to know how to fold for her. And she did message me too, and the message just saying, I'm feeling so stuck. You can send me helping healing if you can.
Okay. This is a good question, and this might help a lot of people. As well, because I know a lot of people are feeling stuck or lost. You need to realize we live in a world of paradoxes and polarities. And I said to someone last night, you can't find your new path until you are lost on the old one. And you've got to be lost before you're found again. There's only one reason that you can't get over this, Dana, and that is because you have not received the gift from the relationship yet. And your soul is literally holding you up. There is an emotional charge there that is making you feel stuck, that you can't move on. But there are two things you can do to assist with this. And again, I was talking about this last night. Two things. You have to take full responsibility for everything that happened in that relationship. If you felt you were victimized or whatever this person did, you need to understand that you allowed it, number one. Number two is you are going to love this person forever. It's a soul contract. There is no accident when souls come together. We believe that we hurt each other, but what's actually happening is they're bringing up and triggering the pain that's always been there. So personal responsibility, being grateful, I will just talk to your soul and realizing that you will love that person forever. As souls, you got together and said, well, we're going to help each other by bringing up what needs to be healed. And as my guide Min says, every relationship is an invitation into healing of self. So there's something that's holding you back because the healing or transformation hasn't taken place. Let me just have a look here. Yeah, it's abandonment, darling. Why do people keep rejecting me and abandoning me? I do so much to make sure they don't do that, but they do that because somewhere in yourself you've been abandoning your dreams, your wishes, what you want. So this is a perfect time to really go deep into that. I also said at the beginning of the show, Mercury retrograde is really the most intense retrograde we've had in 6 years. Plus, we've got Pluto on the south node, which is looking at the past and our subconscious. So there's a lot of mental anguish out there at the moment, but it needs to be seen as a mental clearing of programs that don't suit us anymore. I feel if you can really dedicate yourself to this and going into self-inquiry and taking full responsibility for everything, within 2 months, you are out the other side of this, and there is such a fresh, new, beautiful, wonderful life on all levels waiting there. But you have to do this, okay? All right. Hope that helps, darling.
Okay. Going back to the switchboard, and the next caller, the area code is it's Kimberly. Area code 256 and the last three numbers are 574. Hello, Kimberly. Can you hear me this time?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, good. We tried to talk to you before, but you didn't get us. Okay.
Yeah, I was on mute. Sorry.
That's okay.
Okay. Okay, Kimberly, how can we help you? Kimberly's from Georgia, by the way.
Yeah. A couple of great things have been happening to me lately. I'm learning how to trust. That had been an issue with me.
Yep.
And so I'm following guided steps because I thought I knew I was going one way, but now I'm going a different way. And I guess when my question is, when I have a goal or like I wanted to go to medical school or be a nurse, but that's not what I'm doing right now. I'm actually doing something else, teaching, and now I'm getting ready to teach younger children. But I'm just wondering how, you know, like how, because my passion is healing, but I'm learning how to love what I'm doing because I love children, actually. But I'm just wondering how that fits in the big scheme of my purpose.
How old are the children?
The ones that I'm going to be teaching next year are in seventh grade. So they're 12, 13.
Okay. Goosebumps on that. 12 to 13 is really the threshold of and a very confusing time of going from childhood into adulthood. So it's the rite of passage.
Right.
One of the greatest things you could do is in healing is to assist them to sort out their stuff so they don't need healing when they go into adulthood. Like, so
okay.
It's about laying down inner foundations with them. I don't know how much leeway you have with your education system to inspire them to tune into their feelings, to tune into their intuition, to give them the balance between living out of the mind and technology, which all teenagers are doing, and actually really being connected to their body, to their emotions, because mm-hmm. otherwise we're breeding what my guide Min calls hybrid humans, who literally have only a shred of emotional energy, which mm-hmm. then stops them being empathetic, sympathetic, kind, connected to other people. I mean, this is at a huge, in the Western world, epidemic proportion. And these kids are experiencing anxiety and depression way too young because they're living out of the technology world and the computer world and Facebook world, whatever they're doing. So I feel you need to see yourself as a healer and transformer of energy wherever you are in life, in the world, in your job, on the street. It's just a natural part of what you are. And I really feel you are going to have far more impact on these children than being in a hospital just working with the physical. Because I don't see
you
so much. Yeah. Yes, there's physical healer there, but you're also a seventh soul. You see what other people can't see. You're an entrepreneur and a pioneer. And it would be great to be a pioneer in assisting these young, about to be adults, on how to cope with emotions, how to cope with, you know, their lives, their feelings. So, yeah, I don't actually think you'll ever go into traditional nursing healing so much as...
Okay.
Yeah, I think you're going to be far more beneficial to people by helping them getting to laying down new foundations within themselves,
okay.
which is what these 12 and 13-year-olds are actually doing. They're trying to navigate their way into adult life without much clue on what they're doing. And your soul is just saying to me, just go do some writing, remembering you, what you went through or felt at the age of 12 and 13, because that's
mm-hmm.
how you're going to communicate with them.
Okay.
Okay.
I got feels on that one.
Yeah. Okay, good. All right, yeah. darling. Have a good
yeah.
night.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Yeah,
okay,
bye.
Bye.
Let me go to an email from Jody Carter, and her date of birth is the 25th of the 10th, 72.
Hang on, Jody. She's
a 719.
Just give me the birthday again.
25th of the 10th, 72. And she lives in Madhubar, down the hill from us. And she says, I haven't had much luck on Facebook, so I thought I'd email for a reading today. Sorry, Jody, we do our best to spread it around. She said she's had readings before.
Mm-hmm.
Today I would like to hear from my soul about love. This is probably appropriate for everybody. I seem to meet guys who end up being non-committal, and I'm wondering how I can change this when I feel I'm ready for a caring partner in life. Next bit. Can I repair what is damaged with John, even in terms of future friendship? And she's given us his birthday.
Yes, please.
It's the 22nd of the 3rd, 79. So 4-3-7.
Okay.
They've both got a 7.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're a one emotional body, Jody, and in the diamond light numbers, which are never wrong, and they're not actually, they're quite remarkable. A one emotional body is you can feel really misunderstood emotionally, and any one emotional people I know will tell me, I try to tell people what I'm feeling and blame my emotions, and they just don't get it. So you can feel isolated within relationships anyway. What you need to do here, honey, is
Turn that one of feeling isolated and alone into an independent emotional strength so that you are emotionally independent and strong in yourself, and then that's what you're going to attract. This, if you're operating from the point of I'm alone, no one understands me, well, then you're attracting guys who make you feel alone in the relationship and do not understand you, so hence they don't commit. When you can give yourself understanding and say, well, I'm going to be there for myself, I'm not getting into a relationship to be emotionally dependent, I'm getting into a relationship to so we can complement each other, we can be there as true companions, it's going to change. Now, I also get the name Bruce. I have no idea who Bruce is or will be. It's just standing up there strong. John, move on. Move on from John. Forget about friendships.
It's quite poetic.
It is. Yeah. Forget about whatever. You need to become connected to self and be true to self. And be true to self emotionally and be there for yourself emotionally. And then also you will have someone else there who will be there for you emotionally.
Okay. Sounds good, Jody.
Okay.
Back to the switchboard, people waiting. Next caller, the area code is 206 and the last three numbers 338. Hello, who are we talking to?
This is Holly from Seattle.
Hi, Holly from Seattle. But I bet it's nice and cold up there.
Not too bad, about 60.
Okay. Holly, what's your date of birth?
10/25/64.
Oh, another one. So
64?
Was that 54 or 64?
64.
I don't want to make you 10 years older. Oh, you're a double one. That's pretty special. So you're a 7-1-1. Okay. Holly, here's Jennifer.
7-8-19-11. Hi, Holly. How can we help you?
Hi. I was thinking about moving to California.
Okay. Let me have a look. This isn't because of a relationship, is it?
No, I'm single.
Good. Okay.
Whereabouts?
Don't know why I'm.
Whereabouts in California? North or south?
South. San Diego or Los Angeles.
Wow.
Okay, because you're in a 2-year, which is a relationship year. You're coming into a relationship year. So I feel when you move, there is absolutely definitely a relationship. Because when you ask the question, I just had the word relationship around it. Not that you should move there because of that, but I also feel you're moving within 3 months. I don't know if that's the plan, but and deciding exactly where you're going to be, Spirit is suggesting you apply for jobs with what you really want to do. Down that way, and I feel the job will determine exactly where you end up.
Okay.
Feels good. Feels really, really good. Because I think you're following your feelings more than your head, which will always, feelings are always true. They always guide us in the right direction and give us the right guidance. So keep following your feelings, feel the excitement. Don't listen to anybody who says you're crazy. What are you doing? Why do you want to start again? Blah, blah, blah. The soul knows exactly. Oh, you get that? Yeah. Ignore that. Yeah. Go with your feelings. What you're doing is not going to be logical to the mind, but it's definitely there's two types of intelligence. There's human intelligence and there's universal intelligence, and your soul operates with universal intelligence that's going to put you in the right place at the right time with the right people. The mind always is coming from fear and control and wanting to know what's around the corner before it makes the decision. Forget that. Go with universal logic. take the leap of faith. If that's what you're feeling and if that's what excites you, go for it and you can't go wrong. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
I've done this a few times myself. Had to follow universal logic and not human logic. And people will try and stop you and say, you're crazy, what are you doing? Because what you're actually doing, darling, is bringing up their own fear of faith and trust. Okay, because they want to get out of their lives as well and start something new, but the mind can really trap us into needing control and needing to know what's around the corner. It's not a great life when we do that. It's a life based on fear. So, yeah, go for it, Holly. Watch out, California, here you come.
Yeah, I'm thinking about Tuesday.
Okay, darling, see you, bye.
See you, Holly, bye.
Bye now, bye.
Righto, back to Facebook, and I just lost the place because I switched. Here we are. Elise Wiskins, on the Gold Coast, a double two. Oh, sorry, it's just jumping all over the place here. I've just lost it. Oh, dear. Sorry, Elise. It was in front of me and it just jumped. I'll have to try and find it again. In the meantime, I've got another lady, Jenny Kay, on the Gold Coast. Her birthday is the 27th of the 12th, 76, 934. And she says, quite succinctly, appreciate any clarification.
Okay. All right, let's have a look. I obviously have permission to talk to your soul, Jenny Kay. Okay, it's a bit like the very first caller I had, Sophia, where I saw this incredibly clear path in front of you. However, in your case, there's just one person standing there, either with misinformation or doubt around what you're about to embark upon or have just embarked upon. They're a creative person. They're a lovely person. It's just what you are doing has triggered their doubts and their fears in themselves, and it's getting projected onto you. So for you to be in the right space, there should be nobody and nothing telling you anything of how to do, or maybe you need to be careful here or watch over there. Just this person has the right intention, but it's not for you. It's just so you will know, if you don't know already, you'll know who that is within the next month. And it's not that the relationship's going to end or the friendship's going to end. It's more like a friendship more than anything. But they're going to have to come into alignment with you because you are exploding out to be seen now. Again, I don't know what I'm talking about. Probably a good thing, but that's, I hope that makes sense.
I possibly agree with you there, Don. Righto. Back to the switchboard, and the next caller, the area code is 805, and I'll ask for the number to 427. Hello, who are you talking to?
Hi, this is Amber.
Hi, Amber. Are you in New York?
Hi. I'm in California.
Oh, sorry. So whereabouts in California are you?
Ventura County, California.
Okay. Your date of birth?
2/5/1986.
5th of February, 86. So you're a double five. 5/2. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Amber. Here's Jen.
Hi, Amber. How can we help you today?
Hi. I would like to get some information on somebody. You've brought him up recently in a reading, and I would like to pull his information to see where we are between each other. I've talked to him recently, and I want to know his thoughts about what I've said, what he's feeling, and the direction we might be going in.
Okay, can you give me a first name, please?
It's Colton.
Okay. I have to say he's feeling under a lot of pressure, not so much to do with you, but just in his life in general. And whatever you've said to him, he has taken on board, but it's like whatever you've said to him has to get in a long line of other processes that he's going through at the moment. So I wouldn't expect any change or any, no dramatic change. Just, okay, I understand, I'm taking that on board, but I have so much on my plate right now, I'm going to have to get to that. Now, he will get to that within the next 3 to 5 weeks, and I feel then you're going to turn a corner somehow together. But he's just, I think I've said it to you before, he's still under a lot of pressure like he has been in the past, and he can't just seem to get through it. But the next 3 to 5 weeks, because there is a big shift astrologically with Mercury going direct, and there's going to be this release of energy and things are going to start moving and we're going to start communicating a whole lot better with each other. There will be a shift in the next 3 to 5 weeks, sweetie. Okay.
I know that he's going through a lot. I do talk to spirit myself every once in a while, and I do know that he's going through a lot. I keep wanting to offer my hand and spirit to help, but I don't know how to help.
Right. Just be there. He will come to you again the next 3 to 5 weeks. But one of the ways we can all help each other, if we can't help in this physical three-dimensional world, is to sit in meditation, see him in meditation, and just love and support and send him light. That's what's going to make the real difference. And it's very powerful. Do not underestimate it. You're using your imagination, but that's putting images into action, and people feel it on some level. Very, very powerful.
Okay. Because I needed to know that, because I'm wondering if I should move on from him for a while or just continue to wait it out to hear from him.
Yeah, well, wait the 3 to 5 weeks, okay? It's not long.
Sure. All right, thank you so much.
Sweetie, see you, bye.
I've got a Skype one here. Maybe it might work. This is. Are you there, Vanessa? Okay.
I can hear you off the background.
Can you just turn the back? Just turn the background down a bit. You're listening to Jen, and just turn the radio show off. Can you? I'm going to give you 1 minute, a few more seconds. If you can't do it, we're going to move on.
Just get it to message.
I'm going to have to go, Vanessa.
Yeah.
Turn it off.
Okay.
Sorry, Vanessa.
No.
I can't turn her off now.
Okay.
Just one sec. I'm going to wait to screw it in. Okay, I'm going to go back to the switchboard here.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to unmute area code 407. 407.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name, please?
Hello, Peter and Jennifer. I just actually put my question on Facebook just in case I couldn't get through. I'm Joanna in Florida, January 27th, 1966.
Sorry, January 27th. What's it?
66.
Well, what day in January?
27.
Yeah.
Okay, so 9133. Okay, thanks, Joanna.
And so, Joanna, whereabouts were you?
I'm in Florida. It's, yeah, okay. January 27, 1966,
yes. Okay, so how can we help you today?
Oh, my goodness. My bank has been illegally holding my funds for months. They've gone against all the laws, the court records, everything. I am past an emergency situation. They know the situation. I have literally one day left to find some place. And I didn't know if you saw like a last-minute miracle happening, or do you see me leaving this location in the next day or two?
Okay. Just take a breath, because I know you're anxious. But for me to tune in, I have to move past the anxious stuff I'm feeling here, which is fair enough. You are anxious.
Okay.
But just take a breath so I can talk to your soul. And, all right, let's have a look here. They are going to have to reimburse you. Now, I'm not sure what that means. You're going to get your money, but they're also going to have to reimburse you for hardship and loss, et cetera, et cetera. Whoever you have working on this is the right person. I feel that someone's going to give you, but you need to ask, a personal loan until this is sorted out. Now, it's going to get sorted out soon.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
Yes, you just gave me the chills, because I was applying for personal loans earlier. I just kept applying and applying for personal loans earlier. You give me the chills. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Now, hang on. When I say personal loan, I don't know if it's through another institution or actually someone you...
Yes. Okay.
And I've got chills on it, someone you know.
Yeah, I have
chills. Right?
Okay, yes, I reached out to a relative earlier. So do you, in other words, do you not, I will still stay in the same place, in other words. You don't see me vacating.
Yes, but if you've got to say to the relative, I actually need this personal loan, and you will get all your money back, which they will.
Right.
And, okay, this is, look, there's a gift in everything, and sometimes we can't see it. But this is you finding, you're finding your willpower, you're finding your true feelings, you're asking for assistance, which you have found very hard to do in the past, because you're a one emotional body, you like to be very independent. This relative, and I got goosebumps, it's going to be a gift for them as well, because I feel this relative, whoever they are, has felt very alone. Is it a woman?
Yes, and she has helped me already, and I reached out to her again tonight to let her know this is still going on.
Yes. She actually feels, this is making her feel a lot of self-worth through helping you as well. I think she keeps things close to her chest. She doesn't say a lot. So I feel this is beneficial to the two of you. It's going to open her up. She feels needed. She's felt quite isolated on some level in the past. So this is going to bring you both closer together. It's helping you fight the good fight. You will. You will get what you need and more. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Bless you both, and thank you so much. Blessings to you.
All right, darling. It's all going to be fine. Okay.
Thanks, Joanna.
Thank you. God bless you. I'll take a breath of relief, yes. Okay, thank you.
One other thing. I feel there are people at your bank who have gone through the exact same thing, and I think you're going to be contacted by somebody, because there'll be a class action down the road. Not yet,
I thought,
but down
so.
The road.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I thought so.
And you're going to have
the
determination and firepower to do something about it. You're really going to find a part of yourself that you didn't know you had.
Exactly, right, because I don't give up. You know, you may get down, but I'm still a fighter. I don't give up. Right.
Yep.
You're exactly right.
Good morning, yeah. John.
Thank you again.
Okay, bye.
I just lost it again.
Judy Mitchell on the Gold Coast. Her birthday is the 18th of the 7th, 64. So 971 on the Gold Coast, down the hill from us. And she says, guidance for where do you see me moving to?
Oh, everyone's on the move this year. Often in very unexpected ways or being forced to move. I'm sorry, I'm just seeing an eagle out there.
Oh,
yeah, beautiful. Okay, that's an omen, Judy.
An eagle.
Soar high, fly high. Okay, so, well, you're in a 1 year, which is about a whole new beginning, or you're just coming into a 1 year around your birthday, so you're still a little bit in the nine energy, which is about letting go. Consolidation. I have to say, you're not moving far to begin with. So I still feel you're on the coast, and I feel there's two moves before you get to where your true right place is, which isn't on the Gold Coast. So I don't know how long we're looking at here, possibly, and I don't like doing timelines because time doesn't exist in the real world. Between 2 to 3 years, two moves, and boom, you're going to be in this place and go, oh, my God, this is just spectacular. I don't know why I'm saying this. There's some connection with Grafton, of all places. I'm not saying that's where you're moving to, but there's some strong connection with Grafton coming up, or you've just made a connection with Grafton. I don't know. So I hope that helps. But it's all going to go smoothly, sweetie.
Okay. See you, Judy. Next caller on the switchboard. The area code is 330, and the last three numbers are 593. Hello, who are we talking to?
Hi, this is Kim.
Hello, Kim. What's your date of birth, please, and where are you?
4/15/71. I'm in Ohio.
Okay, so 4/15/71, that's the 15th of April, 71. That makes you a 6/4/8. And we're in Ohio. Kim, here's Jennifer.
Hi, Kim. How can we help you today?
I wondered about a new relationship with Tom. And I have his birthday.
Yes, please. Good girl.
4/9/67.
So 9/4/5, is that right? 9/4/4.
4, yep.
Whoa, okay. Let's have a look. Well, there's magnetism there. Again, diamond-like numbers don't lie. When I see numbers, I'm in a birthday. So you are a 4 month, and he's a 4 month and a 4 soul. There is definitely a karmic connection there, darling. It feels, because for the soul, I hate to use the term, but does this feel like a soulmate?
It feels like I've known him before. Yeah.
Yes, soulmate. Okay. Because 4 is the vibration of the soul. Now, here is the thing. Being 4, the 4 connection, your souls have brought you together. Now, what I said before was all relationships are an invitation into the healing of the self. This is going to be a very powerful relationship if you let it. It's also going to be a very deeply healing one for the two of you, if you can remember that. So what happens is the souls get together and they trigger the human emotional body. Now, any time, and I'm not saying this is going to happen immediately, but in every relationship, there comes a time when we press each other's buttons. if we can take full responsibility for what we're feeling and realize that they're not making us feel that, you two can have the most extraordinary relationship and heal any past stuff. Now, when I look at the four is the energetic pattern there is denial of the true self. The four is the I am energy, like the true spirit soul energy. This is what you guys have come together to do. And I would strongly suggest, because it feels so powerful, this little Diamond Light Numbers book lays it out very, very simply on how to transform emotions, understanding what the other person is triggering in us. And I think it's $9.99 or something, $9.95 as an ebook on the website. It would be well worth you getting this and both of you reading it, because I'd hate to see the potential of this relationship go pear-shaped based on belief systems and...
Seriously, that book will save relationships.
Yeah.
It's been very beneficial to
it
ours.
It does.
Because it gives you a deep understanding...
Of what's really going on.
Of the patterns between you, yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Thank you.
So to answer your question, yes, wonderful, awesome. Just be with the right intention for it, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, darling.
Okay,
thank
you,
Kim.
Bye,
see
Kim.
You. Also, just while I think of it, I am doing a Diamond Light workshop on Sunday the 7th of April down in Mudjerabar. I usually get really good attendance to these workshops because I show you in 4 hours how to understand everybody in your life, your childhood, your partners, your friends.
Maybe even yourself.
And yourself, and how to transform permanently the emotions that keep rearing their heads in your relationship. This is all being channeled from spirit. They are spot on. They are so simple, but so dynamic and so powerful. So that's the 7th of April. I think it's 10 to 1, and we really go boom into it. You can look on the website for the details. Okay, guys?
It's a real insight. And computers are an algorithm, so these numbers are part of the algorithm.
Yeah, they've got their own emotional energy and spiritual energy. I'll also tell you what your soul's path is on the day too and show you how to apply that.
And a quick plug, look at the Invisible, we are the Invisible College. Look at the invisiblecollege.com.au for all the things we're into and how we can help you. There's material, recorded material in the shop. Some of it's free. You can download it, do meditate. We're now going to go to, back to Facebook. And we have, well, I was going to say an old friend, but let's say a friend of long standing. Rosemary Cancross. Her birthday is the 21st of the 12th, 48. So she's a 334. I'm sorry.
333.
She's a 333. My goodness, I've never come across a 333 before. And she says, staying in Lismore and seeking clarity as where to be home based in the Northern Rivers, New South Wales. Also, clarity, resolve, purpose, please.
Okay, you're in a 9 year, or coming into a 9 year, which is about consolidation and completion. Now, did she say Northern Rivers or Northern New South Wales?
Northern Rivers.
Northern Rivers.
Is that the same thing?
No. Northern Rivers is grafted. Iluka, Yamba.
Okay. Well, that's Northern New South Wales. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit further away.
Yeah. Well, what I'm getting is you definitely need to absolutely be near a river. There's just no two ways about that. And I feel it's somewhere between, talking about Grafton again, Grafton and Mwillimbah. There's a line between Grafton and Mwillimbah. I'm not sure how it goes, but it's somewhere in there on a river. I have to say, Iluka is standing up there too. maybe not as somewhere to live, but people you're going to meet or be spending time there. I can't get a real map of Northern Rivers in my head, even though I lived in Grafton many years ago.
You're doing pretty well.
Yeah. So somewhere between Grafton and Moolambar. It may be a timing thing too, Rosemary. It's within 6 months, but I don't feel it's immediately, and I'm not sure why. I feel like you're doing things with the physical body, getting yourself back into alignment. I feel there's been problems there with lower back or hips, and that's all coming back into alignment and bringing you really anchored and grounded in yourself. So I hope that helps. It is going to happen. Soul path is a three. Well, it's creativity. It's about art or creating. It could be working with children, but I don't think so. More creative energy.
I have a feeling she used to work with children.
Yeah. Okay, I hope that helps.
See you, Rosemary. Back to the switchboard. Area code 917. Last three numbers are 292. Hello, who are we talking to? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, we're here. I know you've been waiting a long time.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What's your name?
Oh, yeah, here it is. Hi, I am Anna.
Hi.
You guys have my birthday. I'm the person with the one. All the ones.
Oh, you're a triple one. Are you in Canada?
No, I'm in New Jersey right now. So I have a question. I was trying to build my private practice, okay? I'm working full-time, trying to build my private practice. And one of the clients, the session went really well, but she said that she doesn't have the money to pay for it. And I said, I'm willing to negotiate, but she didn't want to. She wanted to go with her insurance policy. Now, do you think it's better for me to just keep my private practice as is, or should I just keep expanding, or just... Because this was pretty painful for me to experience this.
So what is it you do, Anna?
I do healing work.
Okay. All right. Let me have a look here. This, unfortunately, can happen in this field where... Because healing work, whether it be physical, emotional, mental, because it's actually almost like an invisible modality, a lot of people don't take it seriously. Now, this is about you honoring your energy, your commitment to what you've studied and learnt. So I feel, as painful as that was, her saying, well, sorry, I haven't got any money, and I've had this happen to me a lot after the event, after giving the reading or after whatever, oh, sorry, I haven't got any money, and because you're spiritual, you're supposed to just let me go. Because healing spiritual work is supposed to be given for nothing. That whole belief system has to change in the Western world. This is your time, your energy. You have worked hard to train at what you do or have your gift. And when you start to honor it, you're going to find like attracts like. So when you really start to believe in yourself and have love and honor for self, you then will only attract people who do the same. Okay? Through that, I think it will naturally expand itself. It's not about you going, well, I'm going to expand the business or I'm going to keep it small. It's about you expanding yourself and being present for yourself. Because in all healing work, there's the energetic pattern of inadequacy, which every human being has, whether they like to admit it or not. That's what we've been programmed with lifetime after lifetime. So what happens is how we transform inadequacy is with the energetic pattern of humility. In other words, having the courage and the grace to receive, firstly from the spirit world, and then to spontaneously give. So many people are feeling inadequate, that they're trying to override that and have some sort of control of life outside of themselves, which, you know, what this person did to you was a form of control, trying to make them feel better in a sense. Is this making any sense, or am I rabbiting on too much?
Well, I felt like it didn't make any sense. The work was really good with her. It clicked and everything. I don't know why, you know, I don't understand why she didn't want to continue. It just didn't make any sense to me to give an excuse of, like, money, you know. It was heartbreaking. But to let it go, I get it.
Yeah, you've got to let it go, darling. It's her choice. You can't save everybody. It's a two-way street. It's a partnership, and you can't go against anybody's will. But I'll tell you, I believe she'll be back. Okay?
Sorry?
She will be back. May not be for a while, but she will be back. All right?
I would love to work with her. Thank you.
Stick to what you're doing and be dedicated to what you do. Okay, darling?
Thank you. I appreciate it so much.
Okay. See you, Anna. Bye.
Yeah.
Back to Facebook.
Oh, sorry. That was me clicking her off.
Back to Facebook. And Elise Wiskins has come back. I lost her post.
Yep.
She's on the Gold Coast. Her birthday is the 11th of the 11th, 80. And she says, can you see any positive changes in relation to our financial situation? And do you see part-time work for me? Any information from my soul would be appreciated. Thank you.
Okay, Elise, you're in a 7 year, which is actually more about your inner world than your outer material one. And plugging into that, because in a 7, it can be hard to actually manifest anything in the physical. However, let me just talk to your soul, darling. And, okay. I can only go with what I get. There is a program in there, quite a deep program, that says I have to be in lack. Now, this has something to do with your biological father and your childhood. I don't know what it is, but I feel there was struggle there on some level, and it's still operating through you, this idea that you have to struggle. It's sitting there really quite strong. Now, we can't change what we're not aware of, so you need to be aware that there's this struggle energy in you, this striving energy that says, I have to battle through life. Life is a battle. Life is meant to be pardon me, hard. Oh, right, sorry.
Maybe come and have a session.
Yeah, maybe.
Have a look at our shop, Elise, and just see what we offer. I can change those belief systems. I can change your computer programs to clear the way. If you're running on those programs, that's what you want to create.
Yeah.
I'll leave it with you.
The part-time job will come, but you're still going against the tide, if you like. Yeah. Okay. Hope that helps, honey. And sorry, my throat just decided to collapse.
I'll get you some more water.
Yes, please. Quite quick. Thank you. I got a tickle in my throat.
In the meantime, I have to unmute someone. Area code 856, last three numbers 949.
Hello.
Hello. Who are we talking to?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura.
No, what's happened, Laura?
Well, things are going good, you know, on the contract. My contract is supposed to end the end of May. And I was wondering what you see for me when that ends. Do you see me moving down south somewhere?
Okay. What happened about getting the loan from the manager?
You know, he looked into the comps and he just didn't think it was viable. So he changed his mind.
Oh, okay. That's a shame.
Yeah.
Okay, so sorry, you were talking about contract ends in May.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the rest of the question?
If you see me, what do you see for me after that? Do you see me getting a job, maybe moving south, or what do you see for me?
I don't see you moving south, but I see you either that contract being renewed or another one taking its place.
Okay, another one taking its place, maybe. Or getting renewed.
Yep. Okay. I really feel wherever you are, it's just going to continue. So don't get into the old habit of going, well, I've got to change jobs. I just feel this is, I think I said it to you last time, it's just a long stream of energy. It's a clear path. It's good. Have no doubt. And things will be great.
But Jen, okay, so let's say it gets extended, but I'm at the point where I actually do want to move out of this state.
Oh.
But it's just too expensive.
Okay, but you got to be careful here of laying down foundations and then uprooting and going somewhere else again. I mean, if that's what you want to do, do that. But
if they extend me, that's great. But after that, I'm hoping to move to a state where I can afford it. You know, the taxes here and everything. I'm just thinking about long-term longevity, retirement,
okay.
All that.
Yep. You've just got to be careful you don't get too much into looking too much in the future and missing the present, because the soul will always guide us in the present moment. But at the moment, look, everything looks fine. I've just got to move on, honey, because I've only got time for one more question. The show's about to finish.
Okay,
sweetie.
Thank you.
So, I'll see you. Bye.
Bye, Laura.
Okay,
bye.
One more really quick question.
Well, I've got Heidi Silver, but I've lost her question.
It's somebody else.
So her date of birth is the 15th of the 10th, 66.
Mm-hmm.
That's 6, 1,
mm-hmm.
and 3.
Yep.
She's in Nunda,
mm-hmm.
Which is in Brisbane. And she just says, do you see anything for me, please?
Okay, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You're in a 1 year, which is about brand new beginnings. But you're also still letting go a little bit there, Heidi. It's a whole new era you're going into, and I feel in the last 9 years cycle there was a fair bit of a broken heart. That is now healing. You now need to let that go. You need to have trust and faith and open your heart again. That is the big thing, because this next 9 year cycle is very heart-based energy. It's not hopeless, helpless energy. It's heart-based energy, strong, committed to self, love of self. And then I feel someone's there, or more than one person, family, friends, partner, very heart-based energy coming your way, sweetheart. So you're in a shadow zone from the 9 to the 1 with the new beginnings and letting go. Let go of the heartbreak. Let go of the idea that you're hopeless or you're helpless in some form and go with it. Feels really good. Okay, Guy.
Hey, Heidi, we got you. I'm going to say Jennifer's voice here.
Yes.
I'm going to say, have a great week. Please, I apologize to the people on Facebook and on the switchboard who we didn't get to. All I can say is send me emails or private message or get on the switchboard, which is, you have priority if you're on the switchboard. get on there earlier next week so we get to you. We try and get to everybody. We wish you love. We wish you your own guidance. Go with your heart. And Jen, do you have any wish to croak before the end?
Yeah, remember Mercury retrograde is going direct at the end of this week, but the next 4 days is very intense mentally, psychologically. Breathe, anchor, get out in the sunshine, spend time in nature, try to stay in the moment, don't overthink stuff. It will get you nowhere fast.
Try and ground yourself.
And
if it's warm enough, stand on the grass,
yeah,
sit on a rock, ground yourself with the planet. And the paradox is, you are an individual, but you're also part of the field.
Okay, guys, have a great week. See you next week. Lots of love.
Love to you. Bye.
Okay. Bye, Facebook.
Sunrise does not call morning. A cloudburst last all day. Since my love is up and has left you with no warning, it's not always